This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quite possibly the softest list in the history of mankind found by RJ Choppy.
I was so disappointed in humanity when I saw this. This is from PETA.
I was going to say, is this really a human thing?
Well, yes, done.
It is.
It is.
Because it's the humans who came up with the list.
Right. Although, I sometimes wonder. This is from PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. At PETA on Twitter, they have a blue check mark. Sean somehow still doesn't. But PETA's checkmarked. I don't get it. This is what they say. Words matter. And as our understanding of social justice evolves, our language evolves with it. Here's how to remove speciesism from your daily conversation. First of all, I didn't know speciesism was a thing.
Me neither.
Stop using anti-animal language. Instead of the phrase, kill two birds with one stone, you should use the phrase...
There's a category. There's two categories. The instead of saying and what you should say.
So instead of saying kill two birds with one stone, you should be saying feed two birds with one scone.
One scone. You got a scone lying around. You feed two birds with it.
Okay.
All right, it makes sense.
All right.
Makes
sense.
And it rhymes.
Yes.
Sure.
So that's got that's key.
One for one.
Instead of be the guinea pig, you should say, be the test tube.
Ah, because the guinea pig implies something negative.
We're torturing the animal.
Torturing.
Okay.
Instead of beat a dead horse, you should say, feed a fed horse. Why would you want to feed a horse? It's already been fed.
Well, that's what they're saying.
That's good.
Why would you keep wanting to beat up a point when the point's dead?
Yeah,
point's
true.
Been made.
That's true.
Just stuff that point full.
Three for three.
Yeah.
Stuff that point full.
Instead of bring home the bacon.
Oh, God. You
should say bring home the bagels.
Ah. Yep. Jared Sandler making this list.
Do they use milk to make bagels?
I don't think so.
No?
Odd question.
I know where you're going, though.
Right? Okay.
I don't.
Milk would come from an animal.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So you can't have any references.
Torture.
I mean, I would imagine flour and yeast. I'm not a baker, so I don't know. Okay. But
instead of
all wheat matters.
Can't have any lox though on it.
Oh, yeah, definitely not have that.
No lox.
Instead
is
of
it lox like the fish?
Yeah, it's like a salmon. I think. Instead of take the bull by the horns, take the flower by the thorns. That's just dumb. Why would you pick up a flower by the thorns?
Idiotic.
It's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Plus, you're hurting the flowers are living.
Flowers are living thing.
A living thing.
Fan pointed out.
Yeah.
Fans were all over this list last night when RJ put it out.
As they should have.
It was amazing.
And PETA continued on their thread. Just as it became unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or ableist language. First of all, why do people have to write phrases that nobody they have to look up? What is an ableist?
Yeah.
What is that? What is speciesism?
This is Royism.
You're enabling.
Yeah.
Just as it became unacceptable to use racist, homophobic, or ableist language, phrases that trivialize cruelty to animals will vanish as more people begin to appreciate animals for who they are and start bringing home the bagels instead of the bacon.
Yeah. All right. We should, during one of our we got to try for the rest of the week to squeeze in these sayings to our guests.
Throw in a couple of those.
To see if they can figure it out and see if they even notice. Howard Eskin tomorrow at 8 o'clock. He's got to kiss Choppy's ass. See if he can pick up how many of these references. Or with Mike Fisher at 7:20 this morning.
Wait. Fisher? Eskin? Who do we have at 9 o'clock?
Oh, no.
Yes! Yeah. Yes!
Yeah, you want to prank
that's actually a good idea.
Captain America?
Yes, Chris Evans. No, that's not Captain America.
See if he gets the, you know, gets the reference. If you just throw it out there and you say, yeah, you know, Roger.
Yeah, we don't want to feed a fed horse here with this
two birds yes. with one scone, you know? You Let's try to feed two birds with one scone here, Roger.
Well, I think that that's really entertaining. But yeah. there's a lot of people who may get ticked
yep.
that were disrespecting Roger Staubach.
You're not disrespecting him. You're just asking a question with
we're trying
some
to get
sensitivity
one,
to today's time,
we're trying
today's
to get,
day and age.
We're trying to get ones over on him. It's a bit. We're going to do a bit on Roger Staubach. He's royalty.
Well, he is royalty, but he's also on the radio with us guys that are jesters. So, I mean, that's why you just throw out a couple of them, Sean. Don't get nervous on me.
Sometimes the king is a part of the act.
Yeah. Roger, you're here to talk about the Army-Navy game. Are you worried that's going to be raining sprouts and blogs?
Sprouts and blogs. All right. All right. 877-881-1053. If I see 10 messages saying it would be disrespectful, we can't do it. Because he's an untouchable. He's
well,
a made
easy.
Guy.
Yeah, you got to see 10.
He's a made guy.
He is a made guy.
Count Roy. You're going to have to count those.
yeah, you're going to have to count. Actually, RJ, you keep an eye. I don't trust him because he's a lie to get his point across. So maybe we do this with Roger Staubach. Could be potentially brilliant at 9 o'clock this morning. All right, how are we eating burgers wrong?
Well, we're not eating burgers wrong. These people who are trying to reinvent how you eat a burger are eating burgers wrong. Now, K&C, of course, thinks that they cut their burger diagonally,
okay.
Which is, you know,
where is
a nice
Wheel of
joke.
Misfortune, by the way?
Oh!
What happened to that? That I haven't seen that thing for months.
I have not seen that either.
Good for them if they were finally able to put an end to that madness.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, congratulations to you boys.
I agree.
If you're able to put that to bed, because imagine working...
Having the
position.
Boss put a gun to your head every single week to say you need to electrocute yourself?
At a position for multiple years, and every week you know that on Friday, like, something horrible is going to happen. Oh, that'd be dreadful.
So I haven't seen the Wheel of Misfortune. It's gone.
I haven't seen it in a while either.
All right.
So here we go. There is a grassroots movement in the world of food taking place with people suggesting the best way to eat a hamburger or a cheeseburger is upside down. Now, some people just do this anyway, whatever, you know, you pick it up.
I've never seen someone eat one upside down.
The only time I do it is, like, sometimes the burger, when you get, like, a burger from a fast food joint, it'll
be... It's poorly stacked.
It'll be upside down anyway, and I'll just pick it up, and I'll, like, oh, I'm eating it upside down, let me turn it over. It's like a mistake.
Yeah.
Or, as Roy's right, they stack it upside down. You know,
and there are some cases, too, where...
You've intentionally turned your burger upside down and eaten it?
Because it's been poorly stacked.
So you have done that.
Yeah, because the other part is at times the top bun can be more it can like take in more juice. It can like
the top never has taken in more than the bottom in the history of mankind.
In some cases, right. In some cases and a lot of like homemade buns oftentimes do the top buns are a little bit bigger.
Well, like the only way I would do it is like if the lettuce everything's flipped over.
Yes.
You know, like that's where I would do it. The ketchup to me goes on the top bite. But anyway, I digress.
And you also can't flip it upside down because the top bun is always smaller.
Correct.
You need the foundation of the bottom bun at the bottom, not at the top. You don't want to put the bigger piece of bread at the top.
Now.
And the smaller at the bottom, more importantly.
Here's where the article delves into why. The idea here is that, as they say, the top bun, which I don't know. I don't get this. They say the top bun is larger and spongier and better suited to soak up all the juices. Sean and I disagree with this. The larger top bun is more durable. Personally,
it's more durable because the bottom is the potential of being soaked. Breaks apart because everything drops to the bottom.
Everything drops to the bottom. That's why. It's not because the top bun's more durable.
Yeah.
It's because of gravity.
The bottom's already been compromised.
Exactly. That's it. You know, you kids, Roy, you guys are trying to reinvent everything.
I know.
I mean, you're just trying to reinvent everything.
Do you have a can opener?
I'm just younger than you.
Do you have a can opener in your house?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, but I
use it frequently.
But I haven't opened a can. I can't think of the last can that I opened.
Exactly.
Because most
can
of them,
corn,
if, you're
can
wor-
peas,
if your company is worth a damn, you'll include the little pop-a-top
on your can. See? And you just pull it back.
Pop a top.
That's easy, man.
It's good for the ozone.
Won't be cheap.
Now, here's the reason that
you feed two birds with one scone. You put that thing on.
Roy, don't.
You're going to get Roger Staubach back.
And by the way, the Fantex overwhelmingly not in favor.
I told you.
No!
Look, I am disappointed.
Come on.
I told you.
You guys need
to have some fun in your lives. You know what I mean?
I'd be down to do it.
We're on a winning streak right now. Let's have a little fun.
And the thing is, you won't even know.
Dude,
you won't even know.
He'll never know.
He'll never find out.
There's like three untouchable people in this state. One is George Bush. Two is
Nolan.
Roger Staubach.
George Strait.
And three.
Four. Keep going, boys.
Yeah, four.
Beyonce.
No.
Yeah, well, maybe. Okay. Getting there. For the younger demo, for sure.
Owen Wilson.
I wouldn't
mess.
Now, I will say this.
Owen Wilson. I'm a Luke guy.
That's because you got his nose.
So
sorry, back to the burger.
Now, back to the burger. There's a reason why the people who have this upside-down burger, you know, fallacy believe in it.
Jamie Foxx.
Everyone who does puts the condiments on the bottom bun.
Mm.
Of course, if you put the condiments on the bottom bun,
yes,
you're going to want to have it upside down. The condiments go on the top.
Mm.
The ketchup goes on the top. If you put it on the top, it stays the consistency better. I never have a problem with the juices, you know, oversaturating the bottom as much as you would if you put it on the bottom.
Yeah.
And by the way, you never ketchup the bun. You ketchup the burger.
Ketchup the bun, you ketchup the burger. Okay, I get that.
You ketchup the burger, not the bun. I got to teach you guys everything.
Indy Tim, veggies should always be on top of the beef, always. If it's under the beef, you have to eat it upside down.
Right.
That's true.
Yep, absolutely.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
I feel weird even cutting a burger in half.
I know, I do too, but sometimes it is for my hands, but.
Well, that's why you order sliders.
Here we go.
But no.
So wrong.
You're a-hole, man. All right.
Look at this Big Mac.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.